I trust you're doing well, and may the favor of God follow you today as you honor the Lord and as you live for Him. Most of us have heard the story of Job. It's a very familiar story in the Bible. Job was a very noble man, wealthy, righteous, blessed in so many ways. And all of a sudden, things started going very wrongly for him. He lost his business, lost his children, lost his marriage, and he started having physical infirmities. So from one moment he's at the top of the world, next moment he's down. And when his friends heard what had happened to him, they came to comfort him. And they tried to comfort him the best way they could. And the way they understood it was to accuse Job of having brought the calamity on himself. They thought he had committed a secret sin. He had displeased God. That's why he was in the situation he was in. So although they wanted to comfort him, they were actually complicating his problems for him. But the time comes for God to restore Job to where he was. And there is a very interesting instruction that God gives to Job. He asks the friends of Job to go and ask Job for forgiveness. And this is how the Bible records it in Job chapter 42, verse 10. And it says, "And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." I want you to note this. The Lord restored when Job prayed for his friends, when he forgave them for all the things they had said, for the bitterness he had, he forgave them. Faith works through love, and love is manifested in forgiveness. And Jesus told us, when you stand praying, forgive if you have something against somebody else. So for faith to really work, there has to be forgiveness. And that is what we see in the life of Job. Many miracles in our lives are waiting for manifestation. And they're waiting for the time when we release bitterness out of our hearts. We release anger out of our hearts. We release people that have hurt us out of our hearts. And if we insist on holding on to pain and bitterness and misunderstanding, then we are limiting our own prayer. The Lord restored to Job after he had prayed for his friends. Is there somebody you should be praying for that you prefer not to pray for? Maybe you prefer to pray against. You wish that you hear some bad news, that his leg is broken, that things are not going on well for them, that they have failed. Can you change your prayer and start praying for those same people that they will be blessed, that it will be well with them? For God is about to restore you. He's about to give you your own portion. But before that happens, you must remove from your heart that which you have hidden there, the pain and the anger and the unforgiveness. There is power in faith, but the power of faith is expressed through love, and love is expressed through forgiveness. May the Lord answer your prayer. May your faith have expression and fulfillment. May you see your prayers answered. May you see the heavens open over your life. May your good days begin rolling by. But start by forgiving. I'm Pastor Mensah Otabel. Shalom, peace, and life to you.